as well?
Yeah.
Come on, it's Peter.
John, you need a picture of me.
Want a picture?
Good news, as of tonight, we do not owe any money on our fan.
What is it? Chris, what is a tan?
What's the tan?
What is a tan?
That was the temporary funding vehicle that we executed in order to maintain cash flow throughout 2009. We'll need that for a few years until we are able to build our reserves to the point where we don't need it, but for the next 60 days or so, you don't have that debt to worry about. As a side note, we don't have to worry about the cash that's sitting in the bank. You'll notice on your financials beginning on page 1, business and occupation tax, as indicated last month, it's gone down from the month before. That was as expected. November will be a little bit lower than that number as well, but we do anticipate hitting the revised budget number. And one line item of positive note that we didn't really anticipate before is that because of our 13-month cycle, we're actually going to have two business licenses in the same fiscal year. They came in December. They're coming in the remaining weeks of this calendar year as well. So we're actually going to far exceed that particular line item there, and maybe by as much as $250,000. And then going forward, future years, we'll just have one every year. Other items to note that are favorable is the hotel-motel tax. Looks like we may hit our budget as early as November. We're still getting numbers in. We don't have anything final there yet. And fines and forfeitures, I don't know if it's good news or bad news, but it had a very strong month financially with about $95,000 collected that, which almost puts us at our budget for the year. We're about $10,000 short there. So some of the line items that we are looking at and watching a little bit more closely than even looking at, I emailed Georgia Power last week to kind of get a feel for what that franchise payment was going to be. And because of the mild summer that we all know we had this year compared to others, the downside of that mild summer is the people weren't running their air conditioners quite as much. This year, the franchise payment will be less than what we anticipated. Last estimate I got from Georgia Power was somewhere around $1.8 million. So while we were able to enjoy a very pleasant summer, it did come at a little bit of price for our city financials. On the expenditure side, everything is in order. There's no big surprises to point out there and look for. Individually, there may be some particular line items, but overall, the departments are holding their budget and watching the expenses carefully, realizing that we do have a revenue goal to meet, but we also have expenditure goals to meet as well. So with that, I'd like to open up any comments or questions, and be glad to address those.
Okay, Danny. Thank you, Chris.
Chris, to be asking this question, how much did we actually take on that this year?
With the interest on our payoff was about
3.6. The interest on that, as I recall, once we took the money down, we had to pay taxes and interest on that for the entire rest of the year. We took it down in February, we had to pay $3 million in February, we had to pay interest even though we did not use it past November for the entire year.
No, once it's paid off, the interest clock stops. We do not have to pay any more interest for the remainder of the year. We're done with tax anticipation of its payments completed. It's completely paid off.
How much total interest do we pay a year?
You've got to ask me about that.
It's
in here. I'll park around the
3%. It's 3%.
Actually, it's significant.
It's here. It's on page 6.
Page 6 will give you the amounts through September. We did have another payoff that came later. So I want to say it's probably somewhere in the 30,000 mark. Again, one of the real advantages that our TAN had compared to what you see in a lot of other places set ours up as a draw, meaning we only took the money out when we needed it. A lot of times with the tax anticipation, you get a big check up front at the beginning of the year, you pay the whole thing off, and the whole year you pay interest. Our cash flows, we looked at them, we didn't need that. We needed strong influxes coming in the late spring and summertime, but we didn't need it early in the year, we didn't need it late in the year, so we were able to benefit by only drawing down the money as we needed it. We have received a commitment letter from SunTrust to provide a similar structure for 2010, and we hope to take advantage of that. The rate, just for bragging rights, was less than what Johns Creek is paying for their tax anticipation note for 2009. So we did call around a couple places just to make sure we were getting a good deal, and the rate we were given was excellent, especially considering the draw provisions. A lot of banks did want to entertain that option.
All right, good. Thank you, Chris. Any other questions? Denny?
Yeah, just to reiterate a little bit about the draw, paying on the draw, what some cities have done, and they went on the idea that they would take a large bite right at the beginning, and some cities actually went out and invested that money. And you know, I guess in some cases you do good, in some cases you don't. And in our situation, we didn't feel that. I think that was a good gamble earlier in the year. Getting back to the franchise fees, the Comcast fees, did we overestimate that, Chris, on the franchise? I know the first payment, I think, came in August or September, if I recall. Are we still just behind on their franchise fee payments?
We are up to date on the payments, meaning that what they have due to pay, they pay the first part of your question. I'll defer to Warren, let him expand on that a little bit further, because I know him and Jeff Timmer have been working on that issue.
Yeah, and Danny, I don't have a good answer for you yet. We have posed the question to Comcast to try and get an explanation on that, a little more detail as to how they came up with the money that they're sending us, and we're not at a point yet where we have the answers we're looking for.
Okay. All right. Any other questions, Robert?
Yeah, I've got one, and it's related to an email that I sent you earlier in the week. I looked at the formal solicitation report, and I note that we are in the process of trying to get a bid for community development signs, and I was surprised at the size of the signs. Can we talk about that?
Sure. We'll get Mike up here.
Okay.
Still want to.
Hopefully not. Yeah, it looked to me like we were asking for bids on signs that were 30 square feet. And I understand that we had passed a change in the ordinance to require 12 square feet. And I understand from email exchange that that's because we also passed a requirement that the signs have 3-inch letters, and that by the time you guys planned out how many words you thought you needed, you ended up at a 30-square-foot sign. Is that
that bothered our billboard?
We're gonna need footers. We're gonna have to pour concrete.
Back truck and footers.
Well, that is in fact the case, based on the 3-inch size requirement and the amount of verbiage on our signs would extend the width of the signs and height of the signs.
So I'd like to take this opportunity to request that staff come back to us with recommendations for changes to the lettering requirements so that we can produce signs that are 12 square feet. Can we start that process with this request?
It shouldn't be at all a problem.
That'd be great. Thanks. So with that in mind, I'd suggest that we not sign up for a year of having
giant signs.
So I don't know if we can halt the process of asking for a year's worth of signs, but if we can, we might want to try doing that.
One thing to keep in mind is
it's on the street. It's on the street.
There's no minimum requirement whatsoever. And one of the things that I understand in talking with community development is what's in place now may take a few weeks or even a couple months to change back the old way, And in the meantime, we may need a large sign. My recommendation would be to leave the RFP on the street with the understanding is in the long term, we're not obligated for any kind of minimum purchase level from whoever the main purchaser is. And in the short run, we may actually need them for a coastal signs up around that.
We might encourage folks who don't want to spend hundreds of dollars on a sign to wait until we get this fixed. Okay, other questions for Chris? Thank you, Chris. All right, we are on...